This may be playoff time for the National Basketball Association, but is anyone watching? NPR's Tony Cox stopped by to talk over the NBA's sagging ratings. He got some help from News & Notes resident sports expert Bill Roden.
So, Bill, I've been watching the playoffs on TV, and I guess I'm the only one, unless you're watching it also.
Snatch here, snatch there.
I don't understand. Now, you have Detroit, you have Cleveland with LeBron James, you have San Antonio with Duncan, and you have the Utah Jazz. On the NHL side, the Ducks, and you have the Senators, and yet nobody seems interested in these contests. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, hockey always has this problem. You know, for years, it's a very, almost like a cult-like audience. And people, it just doesn't really resonate generally. The NBA, it's a little weirder because just a few years ago, we were talking about the world's game, you know, in the NBA. You know, what, last week, the most buzz that the NBA got was with the Phoenix Suns and San Antonio and Steve Nash and the fight. I mean, everybody was talking about it. They were watching it. And I think people like Steve Nash. I mean, you know, and they like the Phoenix Suns. You know, it was a big audience. You had a white star. And, you know, unfortunately or fortunately or realistically, that plays a big role.
Are you saying having a white star plays a big role?
I think, yeah, having a white star helps. You know,
all right, but people like Golden State, though, and they became the darling. They didn't have a white star necessarily.
Yeah, well, Don Nelson, no,
you know. Well, that's an argument you could make, Don Nelson.
No. But I think with Phoenix, that was a component, that the star of the thing was Steve Nash, and also it was a very competitive series. Golden State was a very entertaining style of play. It was David and Goliath.
They were taking all that.
Utah, frankly, is a tough sell.
They've got four stars that are white on Utah. If being white and a star is a factor.
Well, they're not stars like Steve Nash.
Well, no, they're not that kind of star, but their main players outside of Carlos Boozer, they're white.
Yeah, but they're not exciting either.
Okay. Nobody's going to watch that series.
And it's time zones. Okay. You know, time zones are a problem. But I think the place where we will never have this conversation is where? The NFL. We will never have this kind of conversation
NFL
because everybody watches that sport. And
well, let's talk about something else before we move on away from the NBA. The draft, which was a couple of days ago. It looks as if that the Western Conference with the top five picks, four of those five are going to Western Conference teams, Portland, Seattle, and the Grizz, three of the top five. Does that mean that the dominance of the West is going to continue just ad infinitum?
Well, it means that the NBA draft, the lottery isn't rigged. Because if this thing was rigged, trust me,
New York and Boston would have the first. You got a point there.
And it's really, again, you know, see, the NBA, Tony, has backed itself into this corner because it's such a individual marketing sort of league. And now you're going to have a point where you have Oden, who's going to be out in Portland, and Durant is going to be out in Seattle. And, you know, those teams, you get to see those teams every so often because they're out of the time zone. So
you get to see them every so often because they're out of your time zone.
Yeah, and the East is the place.
And we see them all the time out
here. Yeah, but you're out west. That's the whole.
Let's talk about football. You know, this thing about character, we've been discussing this quite a bit lately with the Commissioner Goodell cracking down on folks and suspending people. And now Michael Vick's name keeps popping up over and over and over again. And now the reaction, if people say the wrong thing about Michael Vick, and for those who don't know who we are talking about, he is the Atlanta Falcons quarterback who has been a lightning rod for criticism in the Atlanta area, who has had some problems, not enough to get him busted per se, but enough to get people talking about him. And the latest one involves these dogs that apparently are being bred to fight at a location or at a house that he owns.
He owns, and I think a relative, a nephew or someone lived there. And it was a nephew who apparently was... or the relative, let's say, was the one who was doing these dogs. And, you know, but you know, you raise a great point. And you know, Vic's name came up with that. So Clinton Portis, who is very blunt, basically said, you know, listen, this is These are, you know, his dog. I mean, why are we so interested in what goes on behind? You know, that, you know. So of course, that's the, number one. Dog fighting is a felony. I mean, first of all, you know, and you're right. There's this law and order edict with Goodell, and so he immediately came out with a statement saying we're embarrassed for Clinton for saying this stuff. This is not what the league is about. It's not what the Washington Redskins are about. It's not what the players are about. And I mean, I have to be a, you know, I've got pets and dogs. And I don't like, I hate, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I think we're just hovering very close to censorship. With you can't even, don't even defend Michael Vick, you know.
Right. That's, you know, it's an interesting situation because you look at what's occurring in the NBA. You look at what's occurring in the NFL with regard to trying to control people's conduct off the field as well as on the field. And this battle is ongoing, but it seems to be becoming more intense now.
Yeah, and you know, this year with the NBA, what do we have with the NBA? No talking back to the officials. We've already had the dress code, that kind of stuff. 4 days ago, I'm looking at ESPN or something, and there's this advertisement on for these two CDs about hockey fights. You know, one's called Knockout, and the other one's called Best Hockey Brawls. And they were showing, yes, and you can get these. And I mean, they were advertising this stuff. And you could argue, yeah, right, Roden, that's why nobody's watching this stuff, you know.
But
the point, though, is that in one sport, the fighting and the violence and you know, violence not connected to the sport is being played up and put on CDs. And you know, you got to watch this. And the NBA doesn't have nearly, I mean, they don't have anything close to those kinds of fights. I mean, nothing even close. And so I just think that something else cultural is going on to him. You got two sports that are the stars and the primary players are African American, and I think that's almost what the league is saying, is that listen, you know, we don't want to call any undue attention to race. Let's try to make this as neutral as possible, and so the dress has got to be one way, and don't talk back to the officials, and just carry yourself just so. You're right, and to any corporation, of course, all of us, whether it's me at the New York Times or you at NPR or whatever, sure, we represent our corporations no matter what we do. I just think that the NBA and I think now the NFL is really approaching, to make this point, they're really approaching a level of censorship. And I'm wondering, where is the NFL Players Association on this? You know, where is Gene Upshaw on this?
Absolutely. You know? Well, we're going to have to keep our eye on that because our time is running out, and I'm going to have to censor our conversation for the rest of today. But before you do get away, Bill Roden, here's two questions for you. NHL, who's going to win the cup?
NHL.
That's the National Hockey League, in case you forgot. You like the Ducks? You like the Senators?
You know, I like the Ducks. I like Disney. That's one of my favorite companies of all time.
You want the Ducks.
Let's take the Ducks.
And in the NBA, who is going to make it? I won't even ask you who's going to win the title.
I like San Antonio and the Pistons, and I like the Pistons winning everything.
Well, we'll see. Bill Roden, you're the guy who should know.
You just don't ask me too many more hockey questions.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with News & Notes resident sports expert Bill Roden. Bill is also a sports columnist for the New York Times, and he joined us from NPR's New York studios.